When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
So last night I'm watching Tucker Carlson, the best show on TV. It just is. Nothing's even close. Not even a close second, really, to be honest. And who do I see but my friend Dr. Mark Siegel? Now, right before Siegel came on, Tucker was talking to a very young couple in Ohio. And the husband in his 30s has been coughing up blood for days. And the wife is having these sustained headaches. So we heard about fish dying and chickens dying, animals in East Palestine, but now humans are very, very quickly starting to suffer some of the effects of the chemical toxins released in the air from this train derailment, where Joe Biden continues to stroll around Europe and Kamala Harris and Pete Buttigieg have their fingers up their ass. So Siegel was on explaining to Tucker and me last night why some of these people are having these medical difficulties. So here he is, dear friend of mine and a great contributor to this show, the great Dr. Mark Siegel. Good morning, Mark.
I did not say on TV that anyone has their fingers up their rear end, although you describe it extremely well. The president is over there in Ukraine, finally, in Poland. He chose this great time for a photo op.
Yeah, right.
And, you know, Buttigieg is saying, well, these things happen all the time, and, you know, he's moving at a snail's pace. The EPA, we don't know if they actually tested for the specific chemicals that we need them to. Stat asked them yesterday. Stat is a really reputable medical publication, by the way. And they asked him yesterday, what about phosgene gas? Because that is a byproduct of vinyl chloride burning. And that was used during World War One to kill people on a mass scale.
Wow.
And a tiny, 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 tiny amount of it. I mean, like 0.07 parts per million is very corrosive to the lungs. And then you have, you know, that poor team on Tucker last night, Nathan and Kelly, talking about coughing up blood. And I'm asking, you know, where Governor DeWine is in all of this. And, you know, we're nonpartisan here, right?
But you brought up Governor DeWine, and I know you know this, but there's some old lady in East Palestine, Ohio, and yesterday Governor DeWine and this guy Regan from the EPA and a bunch of other folks walked into her kitchen. And she said to them, hey, I'm not drinking the water. You want me to feel good about it? You drink it. And you talk about photo opportunities for Biden with Zelensky in Ukraine and the mayor in Warsaw. That was the same thing with DeWine in Ohio yesterday. They drank the water. But what does that mean?
Yeah, he drank it for one day and the house was pre-tested. You know, it's kind of like back in the monarchy days, right, where you send in somebody first and they eat the food, and if they don't die, you eat it.
I mean, don't you have that relative, Mark, that always goes, you know what? I think the milk is sour. Taste it.
Yeah, I have those relatives, and so do you. You know, but we're on to them. We're on to them, and probably the governor of Ohio is on to them too. But I don't find him very convincing. And I was saying on Tucker last night that he should not be an apologist for the situation. What has happened to us, Sid? What is wrong with getting out there and saying as a governor, you know, I don't like this.
Right.
People are getting sick. I need this. I need that. I need more help. I mean, I don't get all of this playing nice and photo op stuff. I think it's really terrible. And this type of a situation where you have a two-part problem. Part one, who got sick? 3,500 fish have died, right? Animals have died. Now, that's part one. Who's getting acutely ill? And let's get in there and figure out what they've got. Part two, what are the long-term impacts of this? Where's the cleanup? Because there's cancer to worry about.
You actually talked about a couple of very specific toxins on Tucker last night that were in the air. One of them, you said, could directly be the cause of young people, not even elderly people, young people, otherwise healthy, coughing up blood in this Ohio town. Talk about some of those toxins that you're educated about that could be doing this type of medical damage.
The one that everybody's talking about is vinyl chloride, but that was only in the first few days of the event after February 6th. Vinyl chloride smells sweet. It's colorless. And when Nathan said it, when he said it was in the water turns blue from it. So I think that their exposure was probably vinyl chloride. But vinyl chloride breaks down to hydrogen chloride and phosgene. Phosgene is the one I'm worried about in terms of toxins to the lungs. It's very corrosive to the lungs, and he has coughing up blood. Nobody's tested that. You know, there's no pulmonary reports. The CDC has finally been directed to open a clinic for people with health problems in the area. That's a good idea, but it should have been done weeks ago, you know, one or two weeks ago. And so I'm worried about that. I'm also worried, and this is the other thing you're talking about, is dioxins. Because when you burn vinyl chloride or polyvinyl chloride, which was also in there, all of these things that you use to make plastics, your listeners are saying, what the hell is going on with this train anyway? The train was carrying these materials to make plastics. That's what it's for.
Right.
So polyvinyl chloride is already on the road to plastics, and that was on the train. When you burn that, you get something called dioxins. And dioxins have a long-term impact, and they are in the environment. And the more of it you have, the more chance you have of a problem with fertility, developmental delays in children, and breast cancer. This is a very, very serious toxin. And the EPA needs to be testing specifically for all of this. Sid, they're not. You know, they do an organic screen, but there's no evidence that they're testing specifically. Then the other thing I hate is they go into 500 homes and they say, these 500 homes are fine. The air is fine. And Sid and I are saying, what about the next 500 homes, you know?
Right, exactly. You know, I know, for example, with fentanyl, I've seen stories, Dr. Mark Siegel, where a cop will open up somebody's trunk, and the fentanyl will be in the trunk. The cop won't even touch it, and the cop will OD. So my question to you is, because people, I'm sorry, you're coughing now, because people in this town are saying they can still smell that sweet smell like you're talking about even 2 weeks later, are people at risk from getting sick just being outdoors for an extended period of time, just being near the site? I guess the answer is yes.
Well, the answer is that the stuff can get from, I said it only lasts a couple of days, but the problem is it can get into the groundwater and then it can get back into the air again. It's very volatile. So it starts in the air, gets into the groundwater, gets into the soil. There goes your long-term risks of cancer, reproductive problems, but it also reconstitutes, gets back in the air. So here's the bottom line. If somebody tells you they don't like what they smell, you better listen to them.
Right.
What the hell is a politician doing out there saying, well, you say you don't feel well, you say you don't, something is in the air, but I'm telling you, everything's okay. That's worked really well for us over the last few years.
Let me give you a couple of examples. Love Canal, Three Mile Island, Governor Christine Todd Whitman in New Jersey on top of the wreckage after 9/11. Everything's good. And in all three of those cases, as we know, not even close.
And guess who's showing up there on Friday? Aaron Brockovich. I'm not kidding.
No, really?
I'm not kidding.
Oh, makes sense.
I'm not kidding.
It makes sense. She was great the first time. It makes sense. And Donald Trump is there today. And you were here today after that great appearance on Tucker last night. You become one of my favorite people in the world, Dr. Mark. Thank you so much for a great appearance.
We haven't done our sports roundup, by the way. I heard it right before it came on. I just want to tell you, it's Jalen Brunson that should have made the All-Star team. I mean, Randall's your guy. He looks to you for approval, Sid, when we're at the games. He's your guy. He's at the All-Star team.
Yeah.
Aren't you impressed with the Knicks? Aren't they going to unseat the Nets? Now, the Nets got rid of all
the
of these
Nets
people.
Are done. Yeah. Now, the Nets are done.
Knicks are heading for the playoffs, right?
No, the Knicks are going to be in the playoffs. The Nets are done. There's no doubt. In fact, I'm taking Gabriel, thanks to Corey Zelnick, to the March 1st game, Knicks and Nets. And I'm taking Gabe to see the Pelicans, thanks to you, on Saturday. And you're right. By the way, you can make the argument right now, Dr. Mark, that Jalen Brunson is the greatest free agent signing by the Knicks ever. I know when they spent over $100 million a couple of months ago, even guys like Zelnick, they're like, that's a lot of money for another guard. He has been tremendous. He is far and away the best all-around player, better than Randall, better than anybody. He has been the key, and putting him and Hart back together, like their former coach at Villanova talked about, Jerry Wright, a couple of days ago, is going to be so big for the Knicks in the second half, they can be a top-four seed. That's my prediction.
Mitchell Robinson coming back. I mean, he's been so injury-prone, but he's got a lot of talent, right?
Yep. Yeah, no, he does. Listen, he's always hurt, though. But the Knicks, they're not going to win the championship. They're not a conference finals team, but they're going to be a very tough out in the first round. That's my prediction.
All right, we'll go to the playoffs and have a steak before, and then they'll mail me another T-bone in the mail.
That's true. They did that. That's great. Keene Steakhouse. Hey, Dr. Mark, great job. Really, thank you so much. And it's great to have a guy like you in this city that knows about all this stuff. Thank you so much.
Great to see you, sir.
You
great
too. There he is. Thank you. The great Dr. Mark Siegel.